Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Yes That Girl podcast. My name is Valerie Winrow and I am your host, and I am just so excited that you decided to share a bit of your time here with me today. Here on the Yes That Girl show, we like to encourage and motivate and empower you to live an amazing life of purpose every single day. Every moment of your day is worth billions. So thank you so, so much for sharing a bit of that with me. Here, I like to talk about motivating and encouraging you around your mental wellness, your emotional well-being, and your physical well-being, of course, and also your financial well-being. We talk here on the show about ways that you can improve your life in all of those areas. And occasionally, I am blessed to be joined by people who are doing just that, living amazing lives, doing amazing things, and they like to come and share a bit of their journey with us so that we can learn and grow from what they have been doing and the things that they have experienced. You can learn all about the Yes That Girl platform on my website at yesthatgirl.com, where I'm also sharing other things that are going on in my life and different people that I'm meeting. I hope that while you're visiting the yesthatgirl.com website, you'll also consider becoming a subscriber so that you have exclusive opportunities to know about things that are coming up on the show, things that I am promoting and doing, and also look for opportunities to win some of the giveaways that we are going to be posting over on yesthatgirl.com for the upcoming fall and winter season. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Yes That Girl boutique for all kinds of great things that I am adding to my line of products and services to make your life a little bit more cozy, a little bit more comfortable, and a little bit more fun. Now, having said all that, we are going to get into today's show. Let's take a short break, a short pause for the cause, and I'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about franchising in the United States. And here in the U.S., there are about 800,000 franchise establishments that employ almost 8 million people, and they turn over hundreds, if not billions, of dollars a year. The best franchise deals provide entrepreneurs with solid business models, expert guidance, and well-established brands that they can become a part of at some pretty competitive prices. Now, of these 800,000 plus or more franchises in the United States, the bulk of the customer base for the retail-related franchise establishments are in their early to mid-20s, but a good amount of these Generation Y, or millennials, as they are also known, are also becoming owners. My guest today is among this group. She has received several awards and accolades for her business acumen and just her ability to relate to people as a young Black woman. She is a native of Dallas, Texas, and the chief executive officer of Ray Lawson Enterprise and Ray Lawson Enterprise 2.0. Allison Ray Lawson is a franchisee operator of not one, but two 7-Eleven convenience stores with gas. Ms. Lawson is a Gen Y entrepreneur that possesses a great amount of business knowledge, and she has a true passion and ability to connect with people. She's a graduate of Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia, and she obtained her Bachelor of Science degree in Business Management from Hampton University. She went on to continue her postgraduate education and receive an MBA from Texas A&M University, and shortly thereafter, a Master of Accounting from the University of Miami. Now, Allison is a very smart young lady. She has an extensive business and financial background that fueled her desire to become an entrepreneur and led to her journey to becoming an owner and part of the 7-Eleven franchise family. Allison is extremely passionate about supporting others and sharing her wisdom and knowledge with the world and helping others to also pursue their goals and go after their dreams. So, after the break, we are going to hear from Allison Rae Lawson. Hello, Allison. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Yes That Girl podcast. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Just working awesome. As always.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. You are a busy woman, so thank you so much for taking time to speak with me. And I want to just apologize to our listeners here in advance. We have a little bit of a clicking noise. I don't know if you can hear it. But Allison and I are going to try to get through this conversation because she's very, very busy and talking here about who she is and what she does. So Allison, where are you located?
I am located in Arlington. My stores are located in Arlington, Texas.
Okay. Arlington, Texas. Mm-hmm. All right. And you were born and raised in Texas?
I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas, which is about 20 minutes away. But yeah, I was born and raised in Dallas, Texas.
Okay. Okay, great. And now you own two stores. So how do you, I'm really, like, how are you juggling your time this morning between those two locations and everything else you have going on?
I have managers. So okay. I will say that I always go to my first store. Always, always, always. But I have managers that run my second store. And so I don't always have to go in there. But it does help to have good staff who know what they're doing and know how to run a shift.
Yeah, absolutely. So you own two 7-Eleven stores. Now I'm in Georgia, and I think around where I live, a few years ago, there were like many more 7-Elevens, but not as many can be found like on every corner here in Georgia. Are there several throughout Texas?
Oh yeah. Texas is is where headquarters is.
Okay.
Dallas is actually where headquarters is. So no, we're everywhere in Austin and Dallas. And recently they bought all the Sunocos in Houston. So we are, 7-Eleven is everywhere in Texas.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how long have you been a franchise owner?
Since October of 2018 is whenever I opened my first store.
Interesting. Now, did you always want to be part of the 7-Eleven family, or how did you get involved?
No. Nobody grows up and says, I want to own a gas station. But my parents are entrepreneurs. So my mother is a realtor. I'm an amazing realtor, and I'm so proud of her for literally becoming what she became. And my father franchised 3 McDonald's in the Oak Cliff area of Dallas. And so they're both entrepreneurs. And so it was in me. But I was in corporate America, and I loved corporate America and wanted to stay in corporate America and work my way up. And so I worked for the government, and then I switched over to the private sector, and the private sector just did not sit right with my soul. And so one day I just said, you know, let me look into franchising. I was just randomly sitting at my desk.
And 7-Eleven just jumped out at you.
Yeah. I just looked up list of franchises, and 7-Eleven was one of the top ones. Cause I think they did win Forbes, top list of like franchises.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think of becoming a franchise owner, not many people are as educated about that process. And for some, it seems like it can be complicated and a long, drawn out kind of a process. What was the process like for you in terms of becoming
a franchise? It is a long, drawn out process. But the good thing about franchising, and even after you franchise, like the whole process through, is that they literally walk you through the entire process. So, of course, they're not going to want anybody to franchise their stores who they don't believe is a good fit. And so they want to make sure they properly walk you through everything so that way as a business owner, you can succeed.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, obviously.
Yeah.
So as far as 7-Eleven, now you own two. Do you plan to own more? Or what are you thinking as far as your franchising with them?
Oh, I just tell people that I literally just work my business. And when something comes and I'm ready, or it's offered or something like that, then I just take it. I said after one, I didn't want any more. And then I said after two, I didn't want any more. So, I mean, who knows? If it comes, it comes. If not, I'm just going to continue to work.
Well, I love your energy and the way that you share your journey on so many different platforms. You seem like you're really young. So tell us about your journey and what it's like to be, like, in your age bracket running your own franchise.
I will say that there's not many of young ones out there that I know of. So it's always just feels different. And especially like 7-Eleven, there's not a lot of Black women or a lot of, you know, Black people in general that own one. So I'm kind of in my own little bubble. But I get along with everybody. So, you know, I'm able to pick everybody's brain. But it's different, you know. Mm-hmm. My friends are very successful. And so they are doing their own thing as like an entrepreneur. They're, you know, they're doing their own thing in corporate America. So I will say that my friends are very successful. But of course, on this level of like owning a gas station, that's kind of just unheard of and not even thought of.
Exactly. Which is exactly why I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
I'm just so, so amazed with your story. Now, like you said, I know you didn't grow up saying you want to own a gas station one day. You attended Hampton University on a golf scholarship. Did you grow up playing golf?
I did. I played golf since the age of 8.
Oh, wow. So you're pretty good.
I used to.
So you can probably give us a few pointers about golf. Do you think that you equated what you learned in that sport to the way you run your business in your life?
Patience, yes,
definitely. I think I definitely would equate patience with golf. Yeah. Anything else?
No, just always having to be diligent at it, always having to perfect your craft.
Okay. So in running the two stores there, talk to us a little bit about what the day-to-day is like for you.
People always ask that, and I always tell people that no day is the same. So, like, I can never just tell you, like, what's a typical day in the life of Allison at a gas station. There's mm-hmm. no way. Every day is different. Every time you walk in, it's a different story. It just depends on who shows up that day, what's working that day, what issues you have that day. Mm-hmm. How I'm feeling that day. So no, there's no typical way of saying it. I just know that I just take everything as it comes. And if you don't have the right type of personality or business mindset, you could easily panic.
Okay. But that's really important, the point you're making there about having the right kind of business mindset. So what time does your day get started?
It just depends, mainly around 7. This morning I was here at 5:30. So it just depends on the day. I have a couple of people out, so I knew that I needed to give extra hands today. So I got early. But on a good day, I like to be in by 7, out by 12.
Okay. That sounds like a good work day. are the stores open 24/7?
They are.
Okay. Okay. Do you have like challenges finding good people to work all those hours?
Yeah. You definitely have challenges, and you definitely lose a lot of money in the beginning overstaffing so that you don't have to work mm-hmm. extra hours. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, you get your key people. Mm-hmm. And so like I have key people on each shift. And then everybody else is just fly by nights, you know, like you just have them for a minute, then you don't have them. But as long as you find your core people, you should be fine.
Well, you've obviously done a good job because you've been awarded the 7-Eleven Brand Excellence Emerald Champion Award for the city of Arlington. And that's a game changer award. What is that about?
The which one?
The 7-Eleven Brand Excellence
Emerald Champion Award. So every 7-Eleven kind of monitors how you're doing. And they monitor how you're doing from year to year. And so every quarter they do a brand excellence award to see how you did compared to last year. Mm-hmm. And every year, and every quarter, I have excelled.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent.
From the year before then. And even now during a recession, I'm doing much better than I was doing the year before. So,
What do you equate that to? Is obviously, I'm sure it involves sales, but you have repeat customers that I guess people know you, they want to come there.
Yeah. So repeat customers, of course, like we have our customers that come every single day that love us dearly and I love them dearly. And without them, like I really wouldn't be able to function. But then also just having a business mindset and bringing in what the customers may like, or being on social media and letting people know that I am a Black owned business. Which brings more people in. And so kind of just marketing myself.
So knowing the customer, well, let's go back. Having a good business acumen and mindset, knowing your customer and marketing yourself.
Yes.
Would be your three things here you say are working for you. Now, I love the way that you share things on social media. You recently posted something about people asking to see your manager.
Yeah, they do that.
What is that? I mean, you look so young. I'm still like just amazed that you're doing all this. You've won so many awards and you've accomplished so much. Now, besides being part of the elite in the award category and being part of the top 40 under 40 society, I guess that's in Texas. You also have a Lance A. Lemons Memorial Foundation.
I do.
What is that
about? It's really a community effort. About 5 years ago, one of my classmates from high school passed, and he was well loved by everyone, literally everyone. And we started a foundation for him, and we give a graduating senior from our high school alma mater a scholarship every year.
That's wonderful. I'm sorry to hear about your classmate passing, but what a wonderful legacy to create for him. How long has the foundation been in existence?
It's been 4 years now.
Okay. I'm sure that's a very competitive scholarship there.
It is. It is. But our alma mater is very, very helpful.
Awesome. Now, one of the other things that's kind of brought you to the forefront has been your, do you have a partnership? Because I was curious. One of the things that's brought you to the forefront has been Black Girl Magic, the wine brand.
Yeah.
So do you have a partnership with them or how does that work out?
No, I don't have a partnership with them. They run through one of my vendors. So we have vendors here and they run through one of my wine vendors already. And so I had seen them on one of my friends' page who works for the vendor. And I just asked about it. I just said, hey, like, how can I get it? And I started off with like one case of each and I just publicized it on my page and just to see where it would go. And it just blew up. And so many people wanted it, which brought in a new clientele. And that's why I'm saying like, I'm doing better than I was last year because not only do I have my regular customers, but now I have all these people who are trying to support Black owned business customers. And then I also have all these new wave of Black women, older Black women now coming to shop at 7-Eleven, which is unheard of because Black women don't normally go into gas stations. Mm-hmm. So, and now I have a whole new wave of customers and clientele just for being a Black-owned business and then carrying a Black-owned product inside.
That is so wonderful. I have not tried the Black Girl Magic wine. Do you have a preference? Are you a wine connoisseur?
I am a wine connoisseur in a sense. And I have had the red blend and the rosé, but I'm actually a Sauvignon Blanc girl. So they have their Black Girl Magic collection, the McBride sisters. They have their Black Girl Magic collection, their Chican collection, and then they have an original collection. And I'm more of a fan of their original collection. So I'm not even a huge Black Girl Magic drinker.
Okay. Well, your customers obviously are. So you
Oh, yeah. And I have they're all of their collections here. So not only are people buying the Black Girl Magic, but they're also buying the entire McBride collection.
Wow, that's amazing. Have the sisters reach out? Do they know that all this is going on?
Oh, yeah, we talk all the time. Yeah, we talk all the time. They're very nice people.
Awesome, awesome. I'm kind of a learning wine connoisseur, if you will. I love really, really sweet wine. So I understand they have a nice sweet blend.
Yeah, they have the Riesling.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try it. And you'll have to put us in touch so I can like talk to them too about their wine, because they really are very, very popular, but they're so hard to find.
Yes, they are.
I wish that they were in more stores here in Georgia, but that's a whole nother conversation. We're so limited in what we have access to, I think, in like independent and smaller wineries. But they're starting to crop up a little bit around here. So hopefully we'll see them on some shelves.
Yeah.
So do you have any future plans that involve more wines? Because I know as you look to grow your business, you likely may own more 7-Eleven stores, and I guess you'll keep those wines in there as well. Are there other wineries that you're looking to work with?
Currently, no. I'm always open to everything, but right now, the McBride's just have a special place in my heart, and so I'm going to continue with them for a minute. But that's not to say that I won't grow and I won't do other things. But right now, that's just where I am, just right here.
Are wines typically like a big seller in the 7-Elevens?
It depends on where you are. Like if you're in downtown, it's a huge thing. If you're in a community, because you could have delivery, it's a huge thing. It just depends on, you know, where you are. Where I am, wine is not a huge seller because I'm a commuter store on the freeway. So no, it just depends on where you are. But my stores are not typically wine stores.
Now, did you have an option in choosing where you wanted your stores to be located when you joined the franchise?
I had an option of choosing what store I wanted that they were already building. Okay. I couldn't say I see the piece of land where I want a store. They gave me a list of where they were constructing stores, where there's already open stores and available stores, and I got to pick from there.
Okay, what based your decision in terms of where you chose? Because being a commuter store, that seems like a really great location. People are like traveling past you anyway.
Yeah, so Arlington is a very easily accessible place for a lot of people, especially like African Americans in the southern sector. Dallas is maybe like a 10-15 minute drive, but I was familiar with the area already. I know that there is a mall one exit up. And there is a large shopping center right across the street. I knew that it was going to be a brand new store and it was going to have 16 pumps. And so it just made sense for me to be over here. And it was slated to do really, really well.
Cool. So now I'm not trying to get all deep into your finances and stuff, but like if someone wanted to start their 7-Eleven, what would be like a minimum investment to have ready?
I mean, they sell stores at Goodwill for $50,000. So just, I mean, from $50,000 on up, but
okay,
they get pretty far up there.
I'm sure, probably based on location and all of that too.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, that's really, really wonderful. So what advice would you give to others who might be looking to own their own franchise or start any type of business? Any words of wisdom?
My words of wisdom is to be you. Like always be 100% unapologetically you. Especially in the age of like social media, where like literally you make your product, and you are the representation for your business, it is very important that you just show who you are. Because I guarantee you, I would not be where I am currently if it were not for who I am and how I act. So I always just tell people to be themselves.
That makes so much sense. And I think living in these times that we're living with so much going on in our world today, like it's really important to be yourself because people want to know that you're genuine. And I'm sure that that's definitely helped you with growing your business.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference when you kind of know the business owner and you can kind of touch them and talk to them directly and understand that they're a person just like you.
Right.
Now, do you have anything else going on that you want people to know about?
No, I just want people to just follow me and just see what's next. Like, I don't know what's next, but I know when I know, everybody else is going to know. So
Do you think having such an open heart and an open mind just kind of brings that kind of positive, those positive opportunities to you?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. For sure. You put out into the world and the world puts it back into you. So, no, I completely agree.
Awesome. Now, how can people follow you and get in touch with you?
They can follow me on Instagram at @7_Ray, R-A-E, Lawson. I am on Facebook at @Ray_7. And I am on Twitter at @Ray_7. And you're more than welcome to always come by my stores if you are in the Arlington, Texas area, 100 East Interstate 20 and 700 West Interstate 20, right across the street from each other.
Awesome. Well, congratulations to you on all of your success and your continued success into the future. We are so, so proud of you for representing the African-American woman the way that you do.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Now. You as well.
Bye. We have come to the end of another episode, and I am just so grateful that you guys decided to tune in today with me and my guest, Allison Lawson. Allison, thank you so much again for being on today's show and for reminding us to be who God created us to be, our own authentic selves. What a wonderful thing to be, what God created you for. Have a mindset for business, like Allison said, and focus on your customers and surround yourself with like-minded people. These are all little nuggets I got from Allison today that I'm going to be taking forth as reminders as I continue my own journey here in becoming my best self. And I hope that you will do the same. So thank you again for joining today. I love you so very much. I hope you continue to listen to the show, follow me online, check out all the great things that are going on with the Yes That Girl platform, check out our new boutique for cute, cozy, comfortable stuff for fall and for your home. I hope you'll support that effort. And yeah, continue to be your absolute best so that you can live your absolute best life. I love you. I love you so very much. And there ain't a thing you can do about it except love me back. Until next time, bye for now.